Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Yes, sir. 2511 4501 0030 1918.
1918, okay. Okay, 2 o'clock. Alright, give me just a moment here. Okay, is this La Roca?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Am I speaking now, Jose?
No, my name is Fabricio Velasquez.
Okay, let's see. What's your first name again?
Fabricio, F-A-B-R-I-C-I-O.
C-I-O. Velasquez?
That's correct.
Velasquez. Fabricio, S as in Sam, right?
No, F as in Frank.
F as in Frank, okay. Fabricio. Are you one of the owners, or?
Yeah, I'm one of the owners.
Okay. Are you guys like 50-50% ownership?
Actually, it's four of us.
Four of us, okay. So 25% each?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Cool. What's the best number to reach you at, Fabricio, in case we get disconnected?
571-970. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. 8505. 8505. Okay. Cool. Give me just a moment here. Let me just confirm some of the information I have on file, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you have. Let's see. We got 14455 Jefferson Davis Highway, Woodbridge 22191. Is that all up to date?
That's correct.
Okay. Do you guys have a website?
No, we don't.
No website? Okay. What about our email for you? What's your email address?
It's Fabricio, but instead of the C, is a K, so it would be Fabricio Velasquez at gmail.com.
Okay. And Velasquez is with a Z at the end, right?
Right.
Okay, so Fabricio with a K instead of a C, dot Velasquez at gmail.com, you said?
That's correct.
Okay. What's the structure of your business? Is it a partnership, LLC, S-Corp?
It's an S-Corp.
S-Corp. Very good. And how long have you guys been in business, Fabricio?
We've been in business since 2004.
2004, okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, if you want to let me know what you guys are looking to do, I'll be happy to lead you in the right direction.
Well, I got the offer for $250,000, and it's actually what we're looking for to expand at a different location.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering what is needed and how does this work? Of course, what is the interest rate and all that?
Okay, cool. Yeah, let me be happy to help you out. So what are you guys looking to use it for? You said you're opening a new location?
That's correct.
Cool. How many locations do you have right now? Is it, you guys just have one main one, or?
No, we have three.
Three, okay. So it's a taqueria. Is it like a stand or something, or is it like a full restaurant, or?
It's a sit-down carry-out.
I'm sorry, one more time? Carry out.
Yep.
Gotcha. So kind of like you walk up there, order the food, take out, right? Not like a sit down type of place?
No, it is a sit down. We have 45 chairs.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Very cool. Okay. And do you guys have a timeline on this project? Like how soon you're looking to start on it and when you want to finish it by, or?
Yeah, we want to start in. We're already negotiating a lease. And so we're talking about 2 or 3 more months max approval on drawings from the county.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. And that $250,000, is that all going to be for, like, labor and materials for the new location, or is some of that going to be including equipment as well?
That's actually for all equipment.
All equipment, okay. Okay, cool. We might put a split this up to get you a cheaper interest rate. If we can get you approved for equipment financing, it'll be a lot lower than just regular unsecured cash because it's secured by the equipment. kind of like a home loan or a car loan versus
right.
just like a, okay, so because it's collateralized, right? So how much of that is going to be equipment, roughly?
I would say $170,000.
$170,000. And do you already have all the equipment picked out?
No, we don't specifically, but we are working on that.
Okay, cool. Do you guys have a vendor that you work with for the equipment?
Yes, we do.
Okay, great. And you've worked with the same vendor before, right, for your other restaurants?
Yes, we have.
Okay, very cool. Do they typically offer you financing for this equipment or no?
They do offer a lease option,
mm-hmm.
but we want to be able to own it better. Like
okay.
We don't want to depend on them.
Got it. Sounds good. And is this equipment that you're looking at, is it new or used?
New.
New. Okay. Cool, cool. Okay. When did you guys decide that you needed financing for it? Did you kind of know right away when you started making the plans, or did it just come up recently?
No, we've been working at this, the negotiation of the lease. It's pretty much approved, and we just wanted to see if we can get financing somewhere else.
Okay. Got it. So you'll need $170,000 in equipment financing, and then roughly $80,000 in working capital for labor and material, things like that, I imagine.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Do you already have a crew to install everything and do all the renovations for the location?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool. Okay. So what did you guys do in gross revenue last year?
I believe we did $1,400,000.
$1.4 million. And was that up over the year before?
Yes, it was, because the year before was right under $1,200,000 something. I don't recall.
Okay, cool. So you guys are growing. What are you on track to doing this year? Are you tracking to beat that $1.4 million?
Yeah, we are. I couldn't tell you right now, I'll tell you the truth.
Yeah, no problem. Cool. You guys got a good little business going over there. That's awesome. Is there something that you guys like kind of specialize in that your competitors can't do, or what's your like advantage that you guys have?
Well, we do have competitors. It's just that's all we do is restaurant is Salvadoran Mexican.
Okay.
Yeah.
Salvadoran and Mexican.
Yep.
See, I'm in San Diego. We got a ton of Mexican restaurants over here, like every corner, especially in Chula Vista area where I live. And if when I leave San Diego, it's not the same. It's crazy. Like even going to Los Angeles, the Mexican food isn't the same. You can't compare it. So I could totally appreciate like good Mexican food, you know?
There you go.
So for you guys, the four owners, did you guys all four start the business together?
Well, in 2004, when we first began, it was just my mom and just my dad, and then they sold us the business.
Okay, are you guys all brothers?
My dad is also a minister, so he wanted us to just run the business, and we took over the business been in place since then.
Got it. So your dad isn't one of the owners anymore?
Yes, he is, actually.
Okay, so he's one of the 25% owners?
No, I didn't mean to misstate anything, but he is an additional owner, so, you know, we're all in it together.
No, yeah, that's fine. Okay, so how many owners total? Five?
Five, yeah.
Okay, cool. So it was roughly 20% each?
Right.
Gotcha. What's your personal credit score like? Is it good? Is it bad? Kind of in the middle? What are we working with?
I know last time it was like at 690.
Okay, cool. Any idea about the other partners, about their credit score? Do you know anything about them?
I know one of them is real low right now.
One of them's low, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. We'll typically need majority ownership, so if I can, if I only have to work with 3 out of 5 of you guys, we can just leave the guy with the lowest score out. If we can do that, which I don't foresee an issue with, so that way you're not held back by one of them that doesn't have, you know, as good credit as the rest of you guys.
Right.
So it's your dad, and then the other 4 owners, are you guys all brothers, or?
Yeah, we're all brothers.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's awesome. Customers appreciate family businesses like so much more because you, like, you know, you put so much more time and attention, and you care a lot more about the relationships. You have a lot more invested. You know what I mean?
Exactly. This is our livelihood.
Exactly. It's your livelihood. Exactly. So with this new restaurant, how much more do you expect it to make you guys? How much more money?
We're assuming at least 900,000 more.
Like for the total for next year?
Yeah, for next year.
Okay. How did you guys pick your location, your new location?
Well, we happened to work with a broker, and we told him exactly what we want, where we want it, how we want it. And the broker found us the location, and it's right where it targets the majority population. It's Hispanic, because that's what ours is, very authentic Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we told him, and that's how we decided that's where we wanted to be at.
Okay, cool. Have you guys gone to your bank for any financing for the business at all? Have you got any feedback from them?
We haven't yet, and I'm just looking at possibilities.
Okay.
And I was checking my mail today, and I just happened to see this. I just wanted to see how you guys work.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Have you gone to your bank for financing before?
No, never.
Do you kind of already have a feeling that they won't really help you guys, or what are your thoughts about that? Okay. Okay, cool.
We used our own cash before, actually.
Got it. Okay. Who do you guys bank with?
United Bank and Capital One.
United and Capital, okay. Do you guys have a line of credit with either one of them?
Yes, we do with Capital Bank, Capital One Bank.
Capital One. How much is, what's your credit limit on that line of credit with Capital?
I just have $10,000. You know, something to be buying stuff with all the time.
Yeah, okay. Just for, like, general operations, sort of.
Correct.
Okay. Do you know what your balance is with them right now?
I know it's at $8,500.
$8,500, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
But that can be paid down if needed.
Okay, yeah. No, I don't foresee it being an issue or anything. Most of these programs, so yeah, to give you some more feedback to a little bit about how these work, the working capital programs are based on the cash flow of your business. There's a lot less weight put on your credit score. The credit score to an extent is important because there's certain people that we legally can't lend money to, like if there's like a really big tax lien, for example, or if you're in the process of going through a bankruptcy, like, you know, of course, different things like that. But generally, these programs are based on the cash flow of your business. It doesn't even show up on your personal credit. It shows up on your business credit. Have you done a working capital loan before?
Never. That'll be my first time.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, and it's generally shorter term too. Is there kind of a payback term that you're looking for? Are you looking to finance it for as long as possible, or?
As long as possible. Yes, sir.
Cool. So the equipment financing, we can typically get you for up to 5 years. Okay. And the working capital is going to be a little bit more shorter term. The working capital, that's the one that those programs are based on your cash flow, where the equipment financing does have a lot more to do with your credit score. But as long as you have like decently average or above average credit score, you should be fine. So your credit's 690, which is right about national average. So you, assuming that everybody else, your other partners have somewhat decent credit score, we should be able to get you on some equipment financing programs.
Okay.
So what I want to do is split this up so we can be strategic about it, so we can save you the most money possible, get you the lowest interest rates possible.
Okay.
Yeah, so the $170K, hopefully try to get you like a 5-year term, if that's something that we can get you qualified for. And then the working capital for the $80K will probably be shorter term. My average customer who does working capital will do anywhere from, I would say, 9 to like 15 months. There's, okay. there's longer programs available that you might qualify for. I just don't know for sure if you'll get approved for them or not. But basically, okay, my job is to get you approved for the highest amount possible on the longest term available to you, and that we can kind of work backwards for something shorter.
And then the lowest interest rate possible?
Yeah, of course. So just to give you like an example, because everybody's interest rate is different, because we work with, if you can imagine, we work with all different sorts of industries, all different lengths of time in business. So for example, if we're working with a startup in the construction industry, that might be kind of risky because you're a new business. We don't know if we're going to get paid back or not because these programs are unsecured. So they would pay a higher interest rate, where somebody who's been in business, for 10 years or whatever in a booming industry would qualify for cheaper interest rates. So I wouldn't be able to give you any like upfront rates as far as the working capital goes. I can give you some examples though. I funded one of my customers a week ago for $100K, and he paid back $105K, and that was over 6 months. So he paid back roughly 5% in 6 months. So if you convert it to APR, it'd be like roughly 10% APR. But they're not quoted on APRs though, because they're so short term. They're not even annualized, which a lot of people like, because we actually tell you up front what you're paying for in interest. It's not line of credit where you have to calculate what you're being charged for interest every month, and you know exactly up front what you're borrowing, and you know up front what you're paying back. So everything is fixed.
Okay.
So it's very transparent. So that's one of the cool things.
Let me ask you something.
Yes, sir.
This is my first time, and since I got to protect the interests of the business, your credibility as a business, your establishment, who are the financiers and all that stuff. How do I check that out?
Yeah, so what you can do, check out our Google Plus if you wanted to read like real customer reviews. You can also look me up on LinkedIn, my personal LinkedIn account. If you Google Julian Martinez, Bank of Cardiff LinkedIn, you'll find me. You'll also see that I'm a graduate student by evening at UCSD. So I personally care a lot about my reputation. Like I wouldn't be working here if this wasn't a company that I had a lot of confidence in.
Right.
The other thing is a lot of our business is repeat customers. So the biggest thing for us is building a relationship. We don't want to put you on a program that would not be favorable for the business. You know what I mean? We want to help you grow and grow with you, because we're growing as well. We've been around for 14 years, and we're one of the first companies to do working capital. I would just do your due diligence, do some research. Like I said, you can find me on LinkedIn. You can look up our Google Plus reviews. You can see my name on those reviews as well from some of my past customers that have given me positive reviews. So yeah, reputation for us is huge, especially in this industry.
Okay.
And then my personal reputation is a big deal for me too. So I wouldn't do anything to tarnish my personal reputation, especially because I'm public on LinkedIn and everything like that. So do you have a LinkedIn account, by the way?
No, I don't.
Okay. It's public though, so you should be able to find it. So
yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's a great question. Obviously your business is very important. Like you said, your livelihood. So you definitely want to make sure that you're dealing with legit people as well. Cause there's lots of like, I don't know if you get any other like letters or phone calls or anything like that from other companies, but a lot of them are like, I don't know, really skeevy in my opinion.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like I want to make sure I'm dealing with a reputable company versus somebody fly by night that's just trying to get my personal information or business information, you know?
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah, you can definitely find lots of reviews and stuff about us. Okay, let me see what's next. So for the 80K working capital, if we get you for the 80K like a 12-month payback, for example, will that work for you as long as we can get the equipment on the like a 5-year?
Yeah.
Sort of deal? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I mean, if anything, let's say if I do need the additional equipment, I can always, you guys will see that it'll be more, and it could be that I need more than 170 than the 80K.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Do you have any quotes already for any of these pieces of equipment? So that way when we...
No.
No? Okay.
No, I don't.
Okay. What kind of equipment is it? Is it like ovens and fridges, stuff like that? Or
ovens, fixtures? Fridges, grills, ovens, all that good stuff.
Okay.
Fridges, yeah, fridges, ovens, yeah. Mixer, I got a nice mixer that I want.
Mixer. Okay, cool. What about like furniture, fixtures, things like that? Signs?
As well. Furniture, fixtures. And also signage,
okay.
Cameras, all that stuff. I don't know if you guys include all that.
Yeah. Are you getting all this equipment through the same vendor, same dealer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, awesome. Man, they do everything over there.
Yeah.
Do they broker some of it out, like the signage, for example, or do they handle it all, like, in-home?
No, they handle it all intern.
Okay, so they must specialize in, like, the restaurant industry, right?
Exactly.
Gotcha. Exactly. Very cool. Okay. Do you have a backup plan? You mentioned that you haven't gone to your bank yet, and you're still kind of, like, in the process of looking. Do you have, like, a plan B if we can't approve you, or if your bank can't approve you, for example?
Well, let's say if we can't get what we need from you guys, yeah, we're going to have to go with the bank.
Okay.
Since I got history with them.
Okay, cool. And are you going to be hiring on some new employees as well for this new location?
Definitely.
Okay, so you've already kind of figured the cost
yep.
as part of the $80K? Okay.
Yep.
That's awesome, man. So exciting. So did you just start with one restaurant and then it went really well and you open another one a couple years later and every couple years you open up a new one? Or?
Pretty much, yeah. And this offer that we got here is pretty good, and we don't want to give it up. That's why we're trying to see if we can get some kind of financing going.
Okay, cool. Very cool. You guys probably have a lot of repeat customers too, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
And then we got customers who are saying, hey, why don't you go over there?
Yeah.
I was like, well, I don't got that kind of cash.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Okay, well, very cool. So just to tell you a little bit about the process, for the working capital and equipment financing, it's just going to be a one-page credit application, and there's going to be a space on there where it's going to ask for the other partners' information as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We look at 6 months of your most recent business bank statements.
Okay.
We do kind of a cash flow analysis, and that's what the working capital, the dollar amount that we can get you is based off of.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's cash flow based, like I was saying, right? So, and then we look at your 2015 tax return. Have you guys already filed your 2015 taxes for the business?
Yes, we have.
Okay, cool. Okay, awesome. And then as far as the equipment goes, you mentioned you don't have anything picked out. Can you send us like just some rough ideas of the equipment that you're working with, if possible, like links to like a website or something, or just... like perhaps copies of like quotes or something like that? Like, do you have any paperwork or anything from your vendor? Like maybe even like past equipment that you guys got from them?
Yeah, I mean, I can get you all that information. That's no problem.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to send you an email with the financing application info and the credit application will be attached to that. And then I'll specify the other stuff we needed, the bank statements, the tax return, and then the equipment quotes. I'm trying to double check. Pretty sure I covered everything. Do you have any other questions or anything while you have me on the phone?
No. I'll submit all that information to you. You said 6 months, right?
6 months, yes, sir.
Okay, because I have 3 different locations, so I'm going to be sending you a total of 9. Well, more
okay.
than 9, actually. 12. 18.
Okay, cool.
Statements.
Okay, so you mentioned that you're with United Bank and Capital One?
Yep.
Okay, so how many locations do you use with United and how many do you use with Capital One?
Just one with one with Capital One and 2 with United.
Okay, cool. Okay. Okay, cool. So yeah, so it'll be 18 statements total then, right?
Right.
Okay. So this is, you said this is your 4th location, right, that you're opening?
This will be my 4th location, correct. 4th.
Okay, cool. All right, Fabricio. Well, I'm going to send you that email right now. You should get it within the next few minutes or so. Bank statements, tax return, does that sound like stuff that you're able to get to me today, or what kind of timeline you're working with?
The bank statements I can get to over today.
Okay.
With the tax return be till tomorrow.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm going to send you this email, and I'll probably give you a follow-up call tomorrow just to make sure you don't have any other questions or anything. But you can give me a call in the meantime, anytime. My direct phone number is going to be in the email. Do you want to jot down my phone number right now just in case you don't get the email or something?
Actually, just driving? Put it in the email. I should have seen the email.
Okay. Okay, cool. So just to double check, Fabricio with a K, dot Velasquez, VELASQUEZ at gmail.com, right?
That's correct.
Alrighty. Okay, cool. All right, well, I'm going to send you the email right now. You should begin in 5 minutes. Do you have any other questions or anything before we get off the phone?
No, that was it.
Okay, brother. Well, hey, it was a pleasure chatting with you, man. Feel free to give me a call if you have any questions or anything about the application.
You got it.
Okay, brother. We'll talk tomorrow. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.